son and serving all. But there you have some worldly desire of this all. And we realize, oh, now he is neglecting me. Anyhow, by the mercy of Krishna, by the order of Krishna and Gauranga, I came to. And now he is neglecting and he is getting his all attention and energy to another thing, to worldly this prostitute world, this. So bhakti will be happy and then you will fall flat. In Hindi I know, चारों खाने चित्त हो गया. चारों खाने चित्त हो गया है.
You will fall flat on the four corners.
So never neglect bhakti. If little she has come, no harm. Very partly she has come. It may be that she has sprouted something, or some leaves have come, but not reached to taste in name, taste in worshiping, taste in cooking, taste in preaching and all other things, taste in Harikatha, hearing, and also in telling Harikatha. If this has not come, up to this, there is so much fear that your bhakti may go. You can neglect. So this time is very
delicate.
You should be very careful. You should see that to your Prabhupada, Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, I think that so many persons here, they are asked, there at that time, they were brahmachari. Who has served Swamiji in their brahmachari life can arise as a brahmachari. So you have done something that you have neglected Bhakti Devi and you have given energy for all these bad things. And that is why bhakti left at that time, you become weak and then don't be weak. Don't be brahmachari. Oh, try to be renowned soldier. Not by stand up as well, by
internal.
And if you are qualified, internally and externally. Oh. Never be differentiated. Anyhow, we have come to this marriage life, no home. Now, don't be more and more. Now you should try to take your all energy and again serve Krishna. And you can. Swamiji told me that, so many brahmacharis. So much. So many girls were serving me. Go and baptize them and tell my this message to them that you should come again. I want to give so many things that I could not give at that time. Welcome. You should decide your song. Don't look towards burning wealth. Never. Whether you are knowing all Siddhant, but that Siddhant will not help you at that time. You will become like a dog and Jesus, trying to follow all the teachings of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur. If you want to follow your Prabhupada, try to follow. When he left this world and he took renounce order and began to preach, then he collected any wife, any girl or anything, any money, anything. Why you are not following with his
footsteps?
No, disciple. Disciple means to follow. To take his sasana. Sasana means
discipline.
You should always obey his discipline. He can Rothschild ke dwara, to obey his sasana. Sasana means
punishment.
If he gets punishment,
by
word or by hand and by anything, what you should think? That it is better.
Good fortune.
Not that, oh Gurudev, I am doing dandavat, I have seen so many and now I am seeing also. Very deeply, and then you will let go. Otherwise, anyone cannot take you. Take this lesson. I have come to give the message of Swamiji this to you. If our householder know her, but don't be serious. Try to serve and Radha Krishna more, giving your whole energy to Krishna, not a bit.
Not a little bit, not a
for yourself. What is the time now?
10 to 9.
10 to 9. Gaur Pramanam
Hari Hari Go.
I'm so hungry. My all devotees are so hungry. So first they should be served and then to.
No.
I cannot take without you.
No.
Let's do them also. Ready?
Yes, it's ready.
Oh, so any brahmachari or you can go and see and start. Some brahmachari also for, and also some girl devotees also, they should have both. Mint.
Mint. Pudina.
You can pick up some pudina there.
But how I can make it?
They can make anything. Can you? Machine or anything?
Yeah.
So you have to take.
You have to promise that I will never neglect you. Oh, Gurudev and Krishna, you should tell Bhakti Devi.
Hanko.
I will never, I promise, never.
Dancing. Oh, you can go on first. Oh, you are from Hachai. Feel energetic. You can run in air.
Thank you.
One short announcement for Lewis. Right after this program, we're going to need some help with a vehicle to go up to this church to collect so many things that were taken there last night. And the program will be tonight at where we are now in Haiku. So anyone with some space in their vehicle could please assemble and meet outside right after this program. We need to go there and pick these things up. Thank you.
That's intelligence. You have served your guru, no? Have he come to serve?
Often.
Where is it? Have you ever said I am coming?
Maybe when you go to military. It's a very good time to make. I'm trying to find out how this can have to work. The people are not across them. You know what Shadbala is? That's the planet? Shadbala, you've never been planet by different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
My Jesus is really strong. Got a lot of stuff in the moon. And you know what? That alone, that alone is a very big illusion. And my cancellation of, a little bit of cancellation of the moon is that the lord of the moon, Mars, is an angle from the lagna. But my moon is so bad, I think it's behind a somerset, but I think, and then Navamsa is not so bad. So it's not the greatest, it's in a Sagittarius Navamsa, but it's not a fantastic, but still, isn't this mistake? What I think is going to happen? My prediction? I think actually, what are we able to come to me? That's what we're going to tell me. That's telling me in my moon law, my love. If he's here, I'll show up. Now why? I have so much money. I'm so proud of that. And look how scary it is in this whole horrible world. I'm kind of isolated. Hey, my moon law does, I'm going to come out. And Nina is so much moon. She's so much moon. You know, when she was born, and she gave her astrology, she said, for Mary Mann, what would it be? She said that the first 20 she was married.
I want to take your soul energy, not for you, soul energy, not partly. Understand? what you must collect, anything, your children, everything for you. Your all desires, wishes, I want to take and to engage in it. Always think that I am. You should not bluff me. Because I am seeing everything. Don't think me. Otherwise, Krishna is cheating. I'm not telling for money, you. I've taken everything. And then never use it. It remains in that box. And if it is broken by chance.
This is some friends of Rupa Manohar Prabhu. Liberty,
yes.
Jimmy,
yes.
You've all come to meet you.
Mark,
yes. Mark.
My heart needs blessings to you.
So they give you some exercise, and pretty soon it's just like it doesn't move. Fix on the target. Fix. The wind blows, someone yells, fix. Like the SWAT team. Right? These guys are sharp. Fix. They don't get blown away by any little thing, you see. They're very intense, very fixed. So we become nishta, fixed in the goal. Maya, all the noise of Maya, all the winds of Maya, the pushing of the senses, it doesn't disturb one's mind and intelligence anymore. Fixed. But for that to happen, one has to become purified and be free from the anarthas, the unwanted things in the heart. Then one can become fixed. And then when one is fixed, is akama. Akama means strong attachment develops. Strong attachment on the positive side begins to develop. Strong attachment to devotional service, to the feet of Krishna, and within that becomes the taste. One develops some taste. Some ruchi is there, some taste for it all. In the beginning, it is simply rule and regulation. Why do we accept the rule and regulation? Because out of intelligence, we have heard.
Never again. But kindly, you take me that I can meet with your sati. Please, you help me. And Krishna is falling at the feet of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, with tears in his eyes and crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing this. Anapitashri Chirat Kurunayavati Nahakalo, Sumarapaitam Unnata Ujvala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. Swabhakti Sriyam, mood like Manjari. That means, in the beginning, Mahaprabhu is saying, chant the name of Krishna and cry for Krishna. And in the end, he's saying, you should follow like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. And what will happen? Then Krishna will come and yet Kinkarishu Mahusha Kaluka Kavani. First you were crying for Krishna, but now Krishna is crying for you. Oh, my dear Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, please forgive me. Be merciful to me. And Krishna is crying, please take me to your sati. So this is Mercy Mahaprabhu. First he'll tell you cry for Krishna, and then he will say, oh, Krishna will be crying for you. So here it is written, Savaipam sam paro dharmo, yato bhakti, bhakti adoksa jay. Ahoy tuki, apatiyata, yayatma supratidati. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, they would read these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam and sinking into all meanings and crying and crying and crying. There, in Yameshwar Tota, in Jagannath Puri. So it is said, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. One should not read Bhagavatam alone. One should hear Bhagavatam in the company of devotees, otherwise you cannot touch, you cannot understand what sweet and very beautiful things have been hidden within the verses. But if we have very bona fide guru and association of very bona fide Vaishnavas, and we give our heart there completely, not holding anything back, having no self-interest and no other desires, completely, then they will give us many beautiful things you cannot imagine. We are always chanting, crying with a molten heart, 24 hours a day, like Deepa and Sanatana. So, this can never be understood in any other sampradaya, in any other line, only in the line of Rupa Goswami. So we're also lucky to come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the line of Rupa Goswami. Only in this sampradaya is it possible that one can realize truly the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. What beautiful things have been written there in Srimad Bhagavatam. But one, having come in this life and meeting bona fide Rasik Vaishnavas in the line of Rupa Goswami, then one should not miss this chance. One should not waste any time, but leaving behind everything and giving up all material desires. Rupa Goswami is written, Utsahat Nishtayat Dhayat. If we want this, then we have to follow Upadeshamrita from the beginning to the end, completely. Every word of Upadeshamrita, if you want this. We cannot, not by imagination, practically we'll have to follow them from the beginning. There Rupa Goswami has written, Utsahat Nishtayat Dhayat. Here Utsahat means enthusiasm. So enthusiasm means, I want this love. I have heard about this love, it is so sweet. So therefore we become enthusiastic to do everything we have to do to get that. So to get that there are two things. Pravritti Mulatmaka Chesta Rupa and Nivritti Mulatmaka Chesta Rupa. That means there are some positive things we will have to do. Like hearing, chanting, remembering, attending Mangal Arati, serving Vaishnavas, preaching and doing so many things. We must do. And Nivritti Mulatmaka Chesta Rupa. There are some things that we will have to give up. So it's easy to be enthusiastic about the things we have to do, like kirtan, taking mahaprasadam, going to Mangalarti, chanting, hearing Hari Katha. It's easy to be enthusiastic, but this is not the full, this is not the complete definition of enthusiasm. Complete definition of enthusiasm means anything we like, anything we are attracted to, any attachment we have, something in this world is charming to us, like that. Being enthusiastic to take that. Yes, get out from here. Very, very strongly, running from that thing, quickly, going and leaving it behind and not looking back, not looking twice. This is also enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is not one side, it's both sides. What we'd like to do with enthusiasm, and what we'd like to do which we shouldn't like to do, enthusiastically, yes, kick this thing. So following all these three things of Rupa Goswami, gradually, we can come in line and realize all of these things. Today's class is starting, I think, when? 6 o'clock.
Maybe 6.
Vidit Hari. Shri Radha Vinod Vihari Yuki Nidai. Om Snupada Paramahansa Sotra Svakra Kupanu Gacharya Varya Shilok Bhakti Ramsa Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Kuli Rabhuri Om Snupada Sotra Svakra Sri Srimad Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitya Lila Prasam Vishnu Pada Sotra Satya Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Nitya Lila Prasam Vishnu Pada Sotra Satya Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Rupanuga Gaurya Guru Vada Ki Jai. Jai Rupa Sanatana Vatsara Ganat Shri Gopala Bhattadas Swaganath Sadhguru Swami Puru Ki Jai. Prince Kosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sriya Dvaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Sri Gopakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sri Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Sri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Samagata Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Odia Sri Vasa Sri Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani Ki Jai. Gau Prema Nandini.
In India, and what we're talking here today is tree sweeper knowledge. Everybody knows these things in India. Everybody knows you have to have a guru. Everybody knows you're not this body. Literally everybody. And you meet people that never drank, never took tea even, never drank even water outside of their own house, never performed any sinful activity, been wearing tulsi since the day they were born. The first food they ate was maha prasadam, and they're in Maya. Then there's millions of people like that. We'll think, my God, that's a saint. But actually, they're in Maya compared to the saints that are there. Hmm? The saints which have appeared there. So, Srila Prabhupada used to say, Bharata is a special place. It's for the Uttam Purush, for the first class human beings. So, it is very fortunate if one can take his birth there, because this culture is readily available from the very beginning of one's birth, you see. But as it's Kali Yuga, many people don't take advantage of that. Whereas we are born in places thousands and thousands of miles away, and we have chosen to take advantage of that culture and pursue a life of Krishna consciousness, where many of those persons living just a few miles from Vrindavan even, then they are not interested. Kali Yuga things become very mixed up. But still, in general, we see that the tendency of those people who are born in India, they take to Krishna consciousness, they may take to it very quickly. Here you have to dig for a person to awaken their consciousness, their soul. There it's just scratched a little bit under the surface and it comes out. So accordingly, the soul appears in different places, in different communities, in different parts of the world. So when that desire is there, then Krishna arranges. When the sincerity is there, then Guru Dev appears. Then he enters in our life. So if a person says, I can't find a guru, well, that doesn't mean there isn't any guru. What that means is that person is not really sincere and is not really looking. I saw many people, you'd think, you know, it's like if you say you're looking for a gold statue, and you're looking at bronze and brass and copper and aluminum and plastic, and then as soon as you see the gold statue, you'll go, oh, there's the gold statue, right? But it's not that way when you're looking for a guru. I saw many people say they were looking for a guru and come and sit right in front of Srila Prabhupada. Right in front of him, just like a few feet away for 15 or 20 minutes. Or come and sit in front of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And go away, and then we say, well, what do you think? And they go, oh, well, gone. Even somebody went once to Srila Prabhupada and asked him, could you give me your blessing so I can find a guru? One of his own disciples did that. So, finding the guru means from within you he will be found. From within you, the search begins within. And Krishna is within. And when you are sincere, at the level of your own heart, with Krishna, with the Absolute, with God, then he manifests himself through his agency of the devotional community in a particular devotee. But guru principle means Krishna, the Lord of your heart. He is your guru, the master of your heart, Krishna. But because we are covered over, we cannot directly perceive the Lord of our heart. Therefore, he appears in the devotee, and he enlivens us in our search for Krishna. So at the heart, he's called Chaitya Guru, the Lord of our heart. And then he manifests before us in the form of Vartman Pradarshika Guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, like that, Mantra Guru, Shastra Guru. So many gurus manifest externally to guide us to that Lord of our heart and inspire us in that way. So the search for Sri Krishna is made through him and his grace. Therefore we say as Sri Guru and his grace. That's the thing to be found. Guru in his grace, not Krishna directly. What do they mean to say? If they contradict their whole life of philosophy, not Krishna directly, then not Krishna directly, then what? How can the question even arise? Well, it arises. And they have difficulty to understand it also. All right. I want to chant some japa before breakfast. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya
Here we go. Thank you so much, Bhakti Gaurav. Please,